Have you ever walked into a room full of people and right there in the middle of the room, there's a rhinoceros? Let's talk about that. You're listening to Mike Connolly and Strategic Cast, where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. So there's this old, I guess you call it fairy tale, where a vain emperor who just really thinks of himself as dressing like, you know, to the hilt, and it's really important to him that he looks fabulous. And so he issues a proclamation that the best tailor in all the land is to come and outfit him with new clothes. And you probably heard this story before. Well, the clever tailor comes in and pretends to create this fantastic wardrobe for the emperor, and it's actually nothing. And finally, the wardrobe is complete, and all along, all of the people surrounding the emperor are going along with the tailor's hoax and assuring the king that his new set of clothes is fantastic and beautiful, and he looks great. And so the emperor decides to have a parade, and he goes out into the streets, and all the people are looking at the emperor and saying, "My, what a wonderful outfit he has." And this goes on until a little boy looks at the emperor and says, "He's not wearing anything." And a ripple goes through the crowd. And everybody starts first tittering and snickering, and finally just breaks out in uproarious laughter. And so, of course, the moral of the story is something along the lines of people have this kind of interesting tendency to follow and to not want to break out of what the common perception is. I had a situation recently, it's probably why decided to talk about this today, with a client who I came into the situation and I could see something that no one at this company was talking about. And it'll be interesting to see how this turns out. But this can be used to your advantage in a couple of different ways. First, if you see something that is going to be obvious in when your prospect is considering a purchasing decision, chances are your prospect is going to not go along with your illusions. They're going to say, "Wait a minute, in the case of the emperor, he's going to point out that the emperor has no clothes, and you're going to lose the sale." And there's another way that this can be used to your advantage, which is sometimes you can see something that a whole market is missing, and take advantage of it. We'll come back to that in a second. There was actually a study, just again, in terms of verifying that this really happens, there was a study where a group of people were gathered and there were subjects of the experiment, and then there were some shills. And they were asked to identify what they saw in this room. I wish I could remember what it was, but they basically were asked, "Hey, you know, is that wall over there painted white or is it painted black?" And so the first three people who were asked the question stated verbally out loud to everyone in the room that, well, clearly that wall is painted black. Each one in turn said, "Yeah, that wall is definitely black." And then the subjects of the experiment, interestingly, even though the wall was actually white, they also said, "Yeah, I guess, yeah, it's that wall's black. Sure enough." And so the result is, or you know, what we can observe here is again this tendency that we have as social beings to not want to, you know, kind of stick our head too far above the crowd, to not want to notice, you know, that proverbial rhinoceros in the room, right? So how can you use this? Well, number one, if you notice something that is not being talked about, or that you prefer not to talk about, and you know, or that when you're putting together a sales presentation and you're, you know, a sales page, if you have something that is, you feel a little bit hesitant to write about, sometimes that can be a block to your writing. You may feel like, gee, you know, I don't want to talk about it, but I do want to talk about it, and then you get stuck. So just, you know, addressing the problem is going to bring the clarity that you need in order to proceed with actually getting the writing done. And of course, addressing it in some way that brings clarity to the sales process is going to increase your chances of getting the sale. I mentioned that, and of course, that's kind of on the negative side, is you want to be sure to overcome any negative perceptions. And sometimes by addressing the rhinoceros in the room, you are admitting a flaw that, if simply by admitting it in the selling process, you gain trust and credibility. That's one way to address the rhinoceros in the room. Now, there's another sort of far bigger way that this occurs, and that is, if we look at I was trying to think of an example, and this case, look at what Steve Jobs did with Apple. The rhinoceros in the room when he came into the market was companies like IBM were talking about RAM and processor speed and all these things. They were very sort of product centric. And what Jobs saw was that nobody was really sort of talking about computers in a way that people actually could relate to them. And he, I think, saw this on sort of an intuitive level. I'm not even sure he would have articulated it. But the reality in the market at that time was you had all these very sort of techie, geeky, product-centric marketing campaigns happening. And Steve Jobs steps in and puts the person first who's going to buy the computer, looks at it through their eyes, and asks, what could this reflect in terms of what this person really aspires to be? And obviously, the result was fantastic. Apple's one of the most valuable companies on the planet right now. So there you go, a few ways to address the rhinoceros in the room, and how you can take that to your advantage. So if you're listening to this, I hope you found it helpful. If you're listening to this, of course you're listening to this. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, please post a review and a rating. Hit subscribe, download, share it with a friend. If you've got comments, topic requests, if you'd like to hear a guest on this podcast, hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @strategiccopy. And you can also visit strategiccopy.com. There's a contact form there. You can always get a hold of me there. The more you engage, the better content we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. See you next time.